Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 45th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. So let's dance the dance they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled, What is Reality? Original air date, November 24th, 1992. The title card is a black and red picture of Commissioner Gordon's face. And it looks okay, I guess, just kind of plain. It kind of just looks like a regular promotional picture of Gordon, nothing special. We start off with a man jogging, and well, the animation is certainly bad. And, you know what, though, let's give this episode a chance, because, you know, I guess it's going to be one of those episodes where the writing is the thing that picks it up, right? Right. A man is jogging, and he makes his way to an ATM. He tries to get money out of the ATM, but the machine shows him a riddle on the screen. Where does a 500-pound gorilla sleep? So the man gets angry, and he tries to get his money by smashing the machine. The screen then shows him a balance of $5,000, which he seems super happy about. So I'm not sure if that's his actual balance or if it's just a happy mistake. Either way, the machine makes the balance go down to zero, and this gets the man angry. We cut to the stock market, where all the brokers are making deals. A bell rings, and the brokers mention how the market doesn't close for another 15 minutes. A riddle shows up on the ticker. What's worse than a millipede with flat feet? One of the brokers says, they have a computer vandal on their hands. Yes, one of those dastardly computer vandals. The term hacker was not invented until the release of the 1995 classic film Hackers, starring Angela Jolie. So that's why we get computer vandals. We cut to Dick Grayson and Alfred at the DMV. And we get weird voice Alfred, but it's weird voice Alfred for this one scene only, and then we get regular voiced Alfred, which is really weird. The DMV is backed up because their computers are down, and they also get a riddle on their screen. How do you get five elephants into a compact car? Reporters hassle Commissioner Gordon as he walks into his office. Inside, Batman is waiting. Batman suspects Edward Nygma, and Gordon mentions that Nygma is deleting all of his records from every computer, making it seem as if he never existed. Batman asks, what about the hard copies? But a phone ring interrupts him. Gordon answers, and he is told that a giant box with question marks on it has been delivered downstairs, and it's ticking. We cut to two cops evacuating people from the police records office, saying that it's orders from Gordon. People leave, and then the two cops go inside, and they start searching through the file cabinets. They find the Edward Nygma file, and they take it themselves. We're back with Gordon and Batman, and now Robin has joined them. And there's a SWAT team surrounding the puzzle box, which is just like a giant box, like the size of a house. Which makes me wonder how they even got that into the police station, especially when you later see that it's inside an office with a regular-sized door. The SWAT team is hiding behind glass shields, and they're very nervous. Batman and Robin keep looking at the box, trying to solve it. Robin mentions that it's a variation on an ancient Chinese puzzle box. Then he mentions that he solved the Baxter's box puzzle in 37 seconds. But of course, he doesn't have a sledgehammer with him this time. Robin kind of just paused at the box, and then it just folds open. I have no idea what he did. He kind of just felt it up, and it just folded. All the SWAT team members pull out their guns because when you're faced with a bomb, the smart choice is to shoot at it. It seems to be a giant computer with a keyboard and two seats. And like I said, this thing's huge. It's like, okay, maybe not the size of a house, but it's like the size of a room. Like if you ever seen those pictures of the computers from like when they first were invented, like back in like the cave times. And these computers were like the size of an entire kitchen. That's how big this thing is. Someone is watching Batman and Robin through the security cameras at the police station. And we see that two cops who stole the Nygma files walk in. And they hand the files over to Edward Nygma, the Riddler. He's dressed like the Orville Redenbacher popcorn guy again. And Riddler shreds the files. Back at police HQ, and Batman is gonna follow up on other leads while Robin is gonna search the computer, which we see has two helmets attached to it. Back at the Batcave, Alfred and Batman try and solve the Riddler's riddles.
Where does a 500-pound gorilla sleep? What's worse than a millipede with flat feet? And how do you get five elephants into a compact car?
Anywhere it wants, a giraffe with a sore throat, and two in the front seat, two in the back, and one in the trunk.
Yeah, I know. Any schoolboy knows those. But brain teasers are the Riddler's M.O., not corny old jokes like these.
Perhaps the questions are the clues, not the answers. For example, they all seem to involve animals.
Also, numbers. A 500-pound gorilla, a millipede, meaning 1,000 legs, and five elephants. Now let's convert them to Roman numerals. Look.
DMV.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah, it's a long clip, but it's still better than just me talking about it. At the DMV, Riddler's thugs are searching through the file cabinet again, and one of them finds the Nygma file, but he is attacked by Batman. Batman kicks the guy so hard that he falls down. I mean, the guy falls down, even Batman falls down from this kick. So the second thug tries to drop a file cabinet on top of Batman. Batman gets beat up by these guys because they hit him in the knees with a license plate and then in the stomach with one of those posts that holds the ropes to form lines at the DMV. They run outside and actually escape. Batman walks out, but he is almost run over by a green minivan with a purple question mark on it. Riddler's voice plays from some loudspeaker somewhere, teasing Batman. The van hits reverse and tries to run over Batman again, but Batman latches onto a light post. The van hits the post, and then Batman falls onto the hood of the van. The van is being driven by a robot, and Riddler warns Batman that the van is full of nitroglycerin, which I don't know why he would do that. Batman had no idea that this van was full of explosives. He was trying to break the glass and kill the driving robot, and he had no idea this was full of explosives until the Riddler mentioned it and then Batman jumped off the car. The van drives forward and, as I mentioned, Batman jumps off. The van hits a wall and explodes in one of the lamest explosions I've seen on this show. I mean, remember the explosions from the Mad Bomber in Beware the Grey Ghost? Those were beautiful. Here is like really lame. It explodes, but we have like this weird see-through effect, and it just doesn't work. It looks awful. Back at HQ, and Robin found out that the computer is a virtual reality program. Robin puts on the helmet, and we see a second Robin on the screen. Commissioner Gordon puts on a second helmet, and now he is inside the program as well. They're in some sort of M.C. Escher stairs painting-like world, and oh, it's Virtual Boy reality. That type of virtual reality, where everything is just ugly black and red. Okay, I really want to know this. Why is that a thing? I mean, if you're familiar with the Virtual Boy, which is Nintendo's failed portable console after the Game Boy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's black and red, and that's what the virtual reality in this episode looks like. Everything's colored black and red with splashes of gray. It just doesn't look good. Robin says that Riddler can't do anything in the computer because it's not hooked up to a phone line, so it's not connected online. Yeah, remember people, this is 1992. In those dark ages, computers were weird magic boxes that we weren't sure how they worked. They were just weird magic things. And, you know, virtual reality was still like this vaguely real urban legend, like the Chupacabras, Bigfoot, or motorcycle helmets, you know. Robin leaves to go get a snack, because he's 5 years old, I guess. But he notices the door locks behind them when he leaves the office. And Gordon gets zapped into the program. I don't know, he gets like a zap on his head, and Robin breaks down the door. But Gordon is now in some sort of coma, like I said, caused by the helmet. Robin tries to take it off Gordon, but he gets shocked. He gets shocked so hard that it sends Robin flying against the wall. You see, like, electricity shoot out of the helmet as Robin grabs it. And it's enough voltage to send Robin, who is a full-grown adult at this point. He's a college student. So he's 20-something. Let's say he's 21, 20 years old at the youngest. And it just sent this fit, like, I want to say 100 or 210-pound guy flying towards the wall with enough force that it caused him to bang his head and actually get knocked out. Now, I'm not some sort of fancy big city electrician. Oh, it's true. But if the shock was that strong, shouldn't that have killed Gordon? Because, you know, he's wearing it and the electricity, like, came from his head. Shouldn't that have, like, fried his brain? So, you know, apparently in the 90s, we also didn't know how electricity works. Just another myth, like aliens or women's equal rights. Batman is still at the site, and he's putting out the fire. What the hell? Like, since when is Batman a firefighter? He's just standing there putting out the fire with a hose. Okay. A payphone rings, and Batman answers. So it's the Riddler, and he gives Batman another riddle.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no tales.
Another riddle, Nigma?
It all makes sense when you add it up.
Batman gets 4 quarters and a penny from the phone booth, ask your parents, kids, and he drives. As he drives, he gets help from Alfred to solve the riddle. So a penny is made of copper, which is another word for cop. No tails is heads. And there's 4 quarters, so it's police headquarters. Which is just dumb, because I'm sure that's exactly where Batman was heading to, even without the riddle. Batman arrives and he finds Robin, who's barely waking up from that shock. Robin tells him about Gordon, and Riddler appears on the computer screen. And we see that Gordon is in the virtual reality inside one of those spinning rocket things that astronauts use for training. I guess it's used to get used to, like, the centrifugal force of the rocket takeoff or something, but he's just spinning on that thing. Riddler says that virtual reality feels real to Gordon, and his heart might give out from the stress of the machine. Okay, I'll give him that. I've used virtual reality before, and I could see how stressful it could be. Batman has about 15 minutes to save Gordon. Robin is perplexed about how Riddler can be online without a phone line, but Riddler says that he installed a wireless modem. So we got an answer to that there, kids. Batman goes to unplug the helmet, but Riddler says that if Batman stops it, this would be like Gordon hitting a brick wall at 400 miles per hour. Dude, this is stupid. Just unplug the damn thing. I mean, seriously. What, is it like when you dream and the dream feels real, and in the dream you fall from the sky or like from a building or something? What, did you die when you woke up because of how real it felt? This is dumb. It has nothing to do with physical pain. Like, Gordon would just, like, wake up from it, like, if it's a bad dream. This is just, seriously, it annoys me how dumb it is. These writers are smart, and from what I've read, they didn't like writing Riddler episodes because it forced them to be clever. This is not clever, this is actually pretty dumb. It's one of the dumbest plots we've had on this show so far. Batman goes into the program, but he has an earpiece set up so Robin can help him. Batman is now in the virtual reality world, so he enters a hallway with many doors. Riddler says, "One room leads to a door where kings and queens contend." Batman walks into a door that has a sign reading, "Riddles." He walks in and there's 3 cartoon question marks. The question marks then turn into cannons and start shooting Batman with balls. And this causes him to start tossing and groaning in pain in the real world? No, this isn't how virtual reality works. As I mentioned, I've used virtual reality before. You know what? In the virtual reality I used, there was a shark. And the shark was trying to eat me. I didn't all of a sudden start bleeding from shark bites in the real world because it looked so real. Batman leaves the room, but the question marks chase after him. Batman sees another door, which has a sign that reads, Crazy Intent, which Robin explains can also mean locomotive. Batman opens the door, and a train appears. The train destroys the question marks, and Riddler gets angry. Why? It's his stupid program. I'm sure he could just, like, create more things, can't he? Robin figures out that where kings and queens contend, Riddler means a chessboard. Then Batman finds a door marked 4096, which is 64 squared, since a chessboard has 64 squares on it. Wow, okay, I'll give them back their credit for being clever. I would have never gotten that. Batman falls into a giant chessboard, and he starts being attacked by the pieces. He runs away, but the floor beneath him breaks. And Riddler tells him that he has to follow the rules to stay alive. Robin says that since Batman is known as the Dark Knight, then Batman has to move like a knight across the board, which I believe is like 3 horizontal, 1 up, or however chessboards work. I don't know. I'm no Bobby Fischer. So Batman then does this, and he arrives to a king who then crowns him. Batman turns into a literal knight. Like, he gets, like, knight armor, which I would say looks cool, but it... Actually, it doesn't. He kind of looks like a low-rent black knight from Marvel's Avengers villain, if you know who that is. Batman is riding a Pegasus now, which is a horse with wings. Batman flies across the stars, and he rides past several constellations of stars, which attack him, like a bull for Taurus and, you know, stuff like that. Batman arrives to the Pegasus constellation, and the bull that's been chasing him breaks a wall, and then Batman falls through it. Batman appears in a weird cubed city that Riddler dubs Riddlerville. So a giant Riddler appears, and he tells Batman that Commissioner Gordon is inside a giant puzzle box that he's carrying. They keep calling that a Baxter's box, but it's a Rubik's Cube. So I'm not sure if Baxter's box is a Rubik's Cube, and Rubik's Cube is just a trademark name for it. Because, you know how, like, you call tissues Kleenex, or you call it soda Coke, stuff like that. Because I tried to look up Baxter's box, and all I could get was puzzle box. I didn't really get anything else other than links to this episode. So I'm not sure if Baxter's box is it's a name that's made up for this show, or if that's a real thing. But yeah, it's a giant Rubik's Cube. As I mentioned, Robin says that the box is a Baxter's box, and that he can solve it easily. But then Riddler forces Robin to take off the headset by playing a loud feedback noise in his earpiece. Batman says that he can do anything because he controls himself in this world. That's not how video games work. Riddler programmed all this, so why is Riddler letting Batman do all this? Batman turns his hands into hammers, and he starts breaking the box. Riddler then pulls an Agent Smith from the Matrix, way before the Matrix was a thing, and he splits himself into two. Batman splits himself into two, so then Riddler splits himself into four. Batman splits himself into more Batman, and Riddler does the same. Riddler explains that he is now the... Oh, sorry, yeah, he explains that he is now the Riddler. He is no longer Edward Nigma. Nigma is a wanted fugitive, and that is why he had him delete it. So a bunch of Batman and Riddlers are fighting, as some Batman keep tearing the box apart and some other ones are fighting Riddlers. Riddler explains that he can double any number that Batman can make. And then Batman turns back into one Batman and he tells Riddler this.
Tell me, Riddler, how can you split your focus in 32 directions and sustain the concentration it takes to keep your world together? You can't! No!
The world starts falling apart, and Gordon is freed from his trap. Batman and Gordon remove their helmets, and they're back in real reality. Riddler is still on the screen teasing Batman, and he says this line.
But then if the planet were equitable, I'd still have my old job.
Gordon is all like, "Aw, shucks, I guess we'll never catch him now." And Batman's like, "Oh, I know where he's at." And then they head there, and we hear this line.
"If the planet were equitable, I'd still have my old job."
"Of course. If the world's fair, I'd still have my exposition. Oh, give me a break."
Yeah, they're at the World's Fair Exposition, and they find Riddler still hooked up to the virtual reality machine. And Riddler is, like, brain dead or something, and he's all wrinkled up like an old man for some reason. Batman explains that Riddler didn't escape his machine in time, and he's trapped inside his own program. But letting him out will be a riddle that maybe no one can solve. The end. Oof. Yeah, there's episodes like this on this program. It's not as perfect as we all remember. The animation is bad in this episode. Like, real bad. I mean, there's a point where Robin is literally in black and white because they forgot to color him in. The story isn't great either, as it seems like a slight retelling of the Riddler's first appearance with the whole save someone inside a maze story, except this time it's Gordon and it's virtual reality instead of like an actual maze. I couldn't even find any interesting notes on this episode, so let's just head to the Batcave archives.
"To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out."
Alright, the Batcave Archives is the segment of the show where I rank each episode that we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 45. In last place, we have Prophecy of Doom, which I remind you is the episode where Batman fights an old man who pretends to know the future. And at number one, we have Almost Got Him, the episode where four villains share their stories of how they almost killed Batman. This episode, I rank it pretty low. It's not a good episode. We have very few Riddler episodes. I believe there's actually like about four Riddler episodes. And it's so sad that this is one of them, because they're usually good, but this one's not good. The animation, the writing, this one seemed like somebody said, "Hey, make another Riddler episode. We need to get that guy known as a character because we're planning to make a movie with starring Riddler. So we need to get him more familiarized with the people." It's probably not. This was aired in 1992. Batman Forever did not appear until 1996, I want to say. So yeah, it's probably not the case. But still, it just feels like a rushed episode. It's not good. This episode to me is on par with the episode where Penguin has, where the little kids have Batman in their basement and Penguin gets defeated by them through Home Alone-like tactics. That episode is ranked at number 38. I've got Batman in my basement. Right below it is Moon of the Wolf, the episode where the Olympic athlete gets turned into a werewolf. Right above it, though, we have Feet of Clay Part 1, which is another rushed episode with really bad animation. Yeah, this really fits into that low category. Out of 45 episodes, that one's ranked 38. And I think this one's a little bit more enjoyable than I've Got Batman in My Basement, because you don't have to deal with the annoying kids. And Feet of Clay, it's a hilarious episode, just if you look at it in the Mystery Science Theater 3000 type of way. So I'm going to place this one at number 38. So our new number 38 is What is Reality? I think that's going to be it for our show this week, everybody. Once again, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Batman.
Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer. Riddle me this.
What, tell me, what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
Gee, we would sure like to know the difference between an elephant and a flea.
Well, an elephant can have fleas, but a flea can't have elephants. Oh.
Hey, get up, get up. The whole world can feel the Riddler.
Riddle me this.
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange instead of an egg?
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange got an egg?
The chick said, look at the orange marmalade.
Aw, come on, Riddler.
A puzzle, you a puzzle, a quiz, you a quiz. I'm gonna keep you guessing like nobody's business. I'm a whiz, and my name is the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Riddle me this.
Which, tell me, which is the easier to spell? Fiddly-dee or fiddly-dum?
Gee, we give up, which is easier to spell?
Fiddly D, cause it's spelled with more ease.
Hey, Riddler, when's the worst weather for rats and mice?
When it's raining cats and dogs.
Why, your nose, not 12 inches long.
Because then it would be your foot.
Hey, Riddler, why do birds fly south in the winter?
Because it's too far to walk.
Gee, Riddler, you know everything.
That's right, kids. And you know why? 'Cause I'm the Riddler.